Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at the Fuse Alliance meeting in New Orleans, and I'm with Jeff Bennett, president of Business Flooring Specialists based in Fort Worth, Texas. Jeff, how you doing?
Doing great. Thank you, Kemp.
I want to talk about your business. You've been running a commercial flooring contracting business for 15 years, and the first couple of years you were in the Entrepreneur Top 100. We'll get to that in just a minute. Why don't you tell us first a little bit about your background?
You bet. I've been in the commercial flooring industry for 32 years now and have been in ownership of two different businesses, worked for DuPont Flooring Systems for 9 years, and then we started Business Flooring Specialists 15 years ago.
Okay, so when you were with DuPont, that was in the era when they were in the business of doing commercial flooring installations,
That's
right?
Correct. That was during the roll-up when Shaw and Interface and DuPont went around the country and were purchasing different flooring dealers. And I managed the Fort Worth location for DuPont.
Okay, so you've been in Texas most of the time?
Yes, entire time.
So let's talk about Business Flooring Specialists. Again, 15 years. Give us an overview of that business.
We're a full-service flooring dealer. We furnish and install products. We also have a maintenance services division, which is a very important aspect of what we do. And then a couple of years ago, we made a significant investment in concrete polishing equipment. That's been a great revenue generator for us.
Okay, very interesting. So if you look at the total revenue of the business and you break it out in a pie, you've got the P&I business, you've got the maintenance business, and you've got the polished concrete business. What's the ratio of the size of that business?
Well, currently probably 90% of what we do is product and installation. Maintenance services and the concrete polishing is probably 10% of what we do.
As far as the segments you focus on, what are they?
We have salespeople that focus on all segments and most every industry. We do a lot in the medical, retail, hospitality, corporate. It's probably the majority of what we do. We don't do a lot of TI work, but we definitely focus on corporate end users, medical, and hospitality.
So you focus on, I guess, the upper end of the business, don't you?
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
Okay. And when you're looking to grow business and raise your visibility, you know, a commercial contractor can focus on the GC, you can focus on the facility manager, or you can also outreach to the A&D community. How do you do that?
It's really important to us, strategic selling, where we try and develop relationships with all of the players in a project. So our salespeople develop relationships with the facility managers, the architect and design firm, and the general contractor. And we try and encompass all of those relationships to be able to secure the projects that we're going after.
So you go after all three of them?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. And we have a person that specializes in the A&D community and specifying, an architectural and design rep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so kind of a business development person.
There. Yes. Yeah.
How's the business changed? You say you've been in it for over 30 years. How has this business evolved?
Boy, there have been so many changes in the commercial flooring industry. When I started, TI work was really a large focus of what we did, dealing with property managers, and it's become a much more complex business, definitely dealing with concrete moisture issues that have become real apparent in the last 10 to 15 years, becoming experts in concrete and moisture, which is something that we didn't have to do, and then the change of moving from soft goods to resilient flooring and ceramic tile and porcelain products.
Mm-hmm. So how does that break out as far as your ratio of carpet to tile to resilient?
That's changed quite a bit. And I would say 50 to 60% of what we're doing now is resilient and ceramic tile and porcelain products. Carpet is definitely a declining market segment for us.
Mm-hmm. Part of that equation, I guess, is also Texas as well, don't you think?
Yes, probably is, for sure.
Uh-huh. Okay, very interesting. So we're at the Fuse meeting. How many years have you been a member of Fuse?
I believe this is our 10th year.
10th year.
Member of Fuse.
And what do you think the benefits are of being part of this organization?
There's a lot of benefits of being a member of Fuse. It's always a great opportunity to get together with other Fuse members and share best practices, the vendor partner relationships that we've developed, and the overall influence we have as an aggregate of 99, 100 members and what we're able to develop with our vendor partners.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jeff, you're part of the board at Fuse, aren't you?
Yes, I am. This is actually my 9th year to serve as a board member for Fuse. It's been a great opportunity being a board member and being able to be involved in the decision-making processes for Fuse and the direction that we go.
Okay. And what's your outlook for 18? Think it's going to be a good year? You're going to continue to grow in Texas?
This is going to be a great year. We're actually looking for at 15 to 20% growth over last year. We came into this year, our backlog was a little over double what it was going into 2017. So we're really looking forward to a strong year in 2018.
One last question. I noticed you have locations in Dallas, Fort Worth area. You also have a location in Houston, which was hit by a storm last year. Has that created more work for you?
You know, it really has not created a lot of additional work at this point. We did see an increase when Hurricane Ike hit, but it actually took a little while for that work to develop. So we weren't expecting any immediate business from the current hurricane, but we've definitely been putting out a lot of proposals, measuring projects for our customers, and we see that that's probably work that will come down the road.
So there's still some renovation work going on from that storm.
Yes, that's correct. Okay. Absolutely.
All right, great. Jeff, it's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Jeff Bennett, the president of Business Flooring Specialists based in Fort Worth, Texas. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.